Now, in 1900, this country was the healthiest nation on the face of the earth. We were young, we were vital, nobody could lick us. That was in 1900. We stayed that way until 1921. In 1921, we had dropped to second place. Then in 1930, we dropped a little farther, and four years ago, we were down into about 31st place, and today we're beyond the fourth. We're the sickest nation on the face of the earth, and we're going so fast that no nation can catch up with us. Now, that's for the most wealthy and knowledgeable nation on the face of the earth. What is wrong? And you're never going to get out and never have the will to get out of your lethargy and do something about it unless you believe, and it is proven to you, that this is all planned, a part of a major plan by the conspirators who are in charge of Washington today. This is a part of the major plan. Now, when you begin to know that, when you begin to realize it, when you're sold on that idea, then and only then will you do something about it. Now, what are the things you have to do? Number one, you've got to learn, and learn very quickly, the difference between disease and symptoms. The American people goes on symptoms. The medical profession tries to find a name for every symptom. Every symptom is considered a disease. The symptoms are not the disease. The headache is not the disease. The cancer is not the disease. Glaucoma is not the disease. Diabetes is not the disease. What is the disease? There is only one God. There is only one supreme power in this world. And there is only one disease. And therefore, there's only one cure for all diseases that you call symptoms. These are figures from the AMA Journal. Now remember, the conspiracy in this country is between five organizations: the chemical industry, the drug houses, the AMA, and the food processors, all joined together in an unwritten but powerful conspiracy, using the Food and Drug Administration of our nation as their whipping boy to get the job done. And they are doing a marvelous job of destroying your health. These are modern diseases from this article in the AMA Journal. 1870, we had the first rolling mill. Up until that time, every little town all over the United States had had water power, had a grinder there to grind the things. And this country was settled by people as they went west, took their wheat with them, got the wheat from the farmer, took it down and got it ground, made their own bread, pancakes, biscuits, and everything on the way west in their wagon trains. And that went along. And we built the strongest and the most powerful nation on earth that this world has ever seen. A nation which has followed the edict given to Isaac that all his children would do all of this. This country did it all. And we did it all right up until the turn of the century. I was born in the gay 90s, in the middle of it. I know what happened at the turn of the century very shortly, because we moved from the country to the city. Well, in 1880 then, before I was born, 10 years after we began to refine our grains, appendicitis became common. Very rare before that, hardly anything at all. Then in 1900 was the start of pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, and varicose veins. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no record of those things before that time. Now, in 1910 to 1930, according to this article, hemorrhoids, tumors of the colon, some of them malignant, and rectal polyps increased 1,400%. Now, between 1910 and 1930, these things were unheard of before, just a little occasional here and there, but they become rampant, increased 1,400 times. Now, I was 30 years of age before I ever heard of heart trouble. Today, in just 1925, in 70 and 50 years, it's become the biggest killer of all diseases. One half of all the people living will die of heart trouble. Yet in 1920, some of you people were born probably before, and most of you since that time. But there was nothing. But you all think it's normal because it happens to everybody. You think it's perfectly normal. It is not normal. This nation never had it until 1925. You as a people have got to realize that that something is radically wrong for a country to go haywire so fast as this one has. Why, from an absolutely perfectly healthy nation, we go down to the sickest nation on earth in just a few years' time? What happened? Well, we've seen the purpose of it. But now then, how did they do it? They've done it by making you believe in something that isn't true, by making you believe in theories that are false. Now, you've all been taught to believe, for example, that all disease is due to outside forces over which you have no control. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to realize that there is only one disease in the world. Everything else is a symptom that starts from that one thing. And what is that one thing? Auto-intoxication. Christ told us that years ago, that we had within ourselves all the power that He had. And we have the power to get ourselves well again. But not if you're willing to listen to the conspirators instead of your God. Now, what is the disease then? The one disease is auto-intoxication. What is the theory of health? The theory of health is based upon natural law. We went haywire in this country because we had such wonderful things happen in chemistry. Science has done such wonderful things outside the body that all the drug houses had to do and come along and say, science says this, science finds it out. There is no such thing as medical science as such. As far as your health is concerned, anything to be scientific has got to be based upon natural law. And the natural law is the same 10,000 years ago, today, and will be the same 10,000 years from now. Now, natural law is like Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we get wonderful results, and we could come a long way in our scientific work, because outside of the body, our scientists use natural law. For example, they put men on the moon and bring them back alive. Now, how do they do that? What laws do they follow? Well, they know the law of the speed of sound, the speed of light. They know exactly to the minute when it should get there to the moon, and it gets better time than these airplanes do here on Earth. They know that heat rises and cold falls. They know that the power of gravity is directly in proportion to the size of the object and inversely in proportion to the distance away from it. Now, those are laws, and they take those laws into consideration, and they don't violate them at their peril, and they succeed in putting men on the moon and bringing them back alive. But the same men that have the ability to do that cannot control themselves or control their own health. The same men who know how to do that do not use natural law. The law says this, that in a mammal animal, every cell of the body is served by the blood, which does three things. Nourishes the cell, replaces the worn out parts, and carries away the waste products. Now, carrying away the waste product is where we fail because of the intake is not proper. If, therefore, something goes wrong with any part of the body, no matter what it is, the nerve, the cells, the tissue, the bones, the skin, the organs of the body, if anything goes wrong anywhere in that body, it is only because you did not put into that bloodstream the necessary material to do the job that nature intends. Now, that's just how simple it is. So if there's anything gone wrong with your body at all, don't blame it on the outside. Blame it on yourself. You're not given your bloodstream. Therefore, the important thing is your bloodstream. And all through the Bible, it says the bloodstream is the fountain of life. Everything is the bloodstream. But why don't we do something about it? Because it's the simplest thing in the world for you to get your health back. Absolutely the simplest thing in the world. All you have to do is follow this law. When we don't put the right material into that bloodstream, we only have four means of getting rid of the poisons of the body. And they are the bowel, the kidney, the skin, and the lungs. If the bowel breaks down, and it does break down constantly, and if the bowel breaks down, it throws a burden on the kidneys. And then you'll have a backache right in the small of the back, and you think you're going to break in two. If the two of them don't take care of it, then it falls back on the skin. And then you have pimples coming out all over your body. And they got you to believe the colon, don't pay attention to the colon. And yet, it is the beginning of all ill health. Because you don't eliminate the poisons and you have the poisons cut. You get poison in your body when you're young and you have a cold coming on. What do you do with the cold? Do you get rid of the poisons? No, you ameliorate it. And so you get so you can go back to work again, and then another cold comes on. This time it's more severe and goes up in your tonsils, and you have tonsillitis. So they get rid of the tonsils, and you go back again, but you don't get rid of the cause. So the next time it comes up, you have hay fever. And then they want to send you out to Arizona somewhere for the hay fever. They don't want to get rid of the cause. The cause is in the colon. Your body is now full of toxic poisons of all kinds. How are we going to get rid of it? Well, there are various kinds of ways to get rid of it, but I'm going to show you one that you can go home and practice yourself and do the job. Because unless that job is done, ladies and gentlemen, unless that colon is cleaned out, it doesn't make any difference what kind of treatment you take, whether it's chemotherapy, whether it's radiation, whether it's x-rays, or whether it is chelated minerals, or food supplements, or more vitamins and minerals.